It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
With Kevin Hart out as Oscar host over his homophobic tweets, actor and rapper Nick Cannon has a question. What about Chelsea Handler, Sarah Silverman, and Amy Schumer? Nick Cannon began Friday by tweeting something Handler posted in 2010 using a slur. He also managed to dig up a Choice Silverman tweet and found one from Schumer's Twitter feed that uses a homophobic slur. He said, I'm just saying, should we keep going? When a Twitter user asked Cannon, should you check your own tweets? He said, nope. You know that I've been saying messed up blank since Twitter started. I don't play that politically correct BSF politics, only truth. But he wanted to know if these white female comedians were also going to be held to the same standard as Kevin Hart. They've got Netflix specials, Hulu specials. Nobody's saying anything. Why is there this double standard about this black comedian? Nobody wants to say anything about these white women. I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there. Seems a little bit sketchy to me. Candace Cameron Bure's family reunion landed her in the emergency room after her brother, Kurt Cameron, accidentally ran her over.
What? He ran his sister over?
Yeah, she took to her Instagram to document her trip to the hospital.
Our fun family day ended up with me in the emergency room. Got into a go-karting accident, and my brother ran me over.
That's way too happy. If you ran me over, I'd be like, what the heck was that?
She got x-rays done, and the growing pains actor later posted a video on his social media saying, I'm so happy and grateful to report that nothing is broken and my sister's doing much better. I love Candace Cameron Bure, by the way, and Kurt Cameron.
She is so hot. He is so weird.
I don't think he's weird.
He's a weird dude.
I love them. I just absolutely love them. Beyonce shared photos from a recent trip to India where she performed at a pre-wedding bash for the daughter of India's richest man. She posted pictures of herself dressed in Indian-inspired clothing for the event. She traveled there over the weekend to perform at this lavish pre-wedding celebration. The bride is the daughter of this dude who is, like, so wealthy. I have his name in front of me, but honestly...
No, I want you to please, just for the
professionalism. I deleted it just so I wouldn't mess myself up. I was like, I'm not even going to attempt this.
Oh, darn it. That's the best part
Google
of the show.
But if you India's richest man, I'm sure you can find pictures of him and his daughter. Apparently, other notable guests were there, including former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and businesswoman and author Adriana Huffington. I don't know who she is, but famous.
Did you delete that name too? No, just kidding.
No, I just don't know who she is. But speaking of Beyonce, Jay-Z may be the wealthiest man in hip-hop, but the beneficiaries of his scholarship fund are getting a pittance by comparison.
A what?
A pittance.
What the hell's a pittance?
Like nothing.
Oh.
Jay-Z's Sean Carter Scholarship Fund gave out $407,520 in grants last year to 255 students, which means the average payout was around $1,500 and barely enough to even cover books required for studying, let alone the cost of lodging. The money is paid directly to the colleges of scholarship recipients. The biggest chunk, $32,000, went to Virginia State University to help an undisclosed number of students. But the money hasn't gone very far, with tuition and total costs at this school for 1 year alone topping out at $20,000. So
is he supposed to give everybody a full ride?
Well, I don't know about full ride, but I mean, only $1,500.
Only $1,500?
I don't know. People are saying
money out there.
People are saying that these kids got screwed over.
I think you people are being greedy.
You
You're
think?
Lucky that he's even helping out at all. Yes. Who else is giving out scholarships that are artists? I'm not saying there aren't people doing big things, and for sure I agree, $1,500 is not going to pay like $15,000 or $20,000 a year, but it's better than nothing. I don't know. People hate on everything. It's like, well, that's cool, but what about this? You should be doing this.
I guess you're right. At least he did give each kid a little bit of money instead of promising to give them all full ride scholarships.
If he said full ride, that ain't a full ride.
Well, like, remember Michael Scott in The Office?
Yes!
Scott's Tots episode? He promised them all college tuitions. They go their whole lives working towards college. Then he comes in and says, actually, I can't afford to get you all through college, but here's a laptop charger.
What?
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, God, I wonder if my wife's going to see this. A doctor says you should give your wife this for Christmas. Have you seen the story, Alex?
Is it dirty?
I think it's a little dirty. I don't know. Liv the Web Girl actually found it, so that explains how dirty it really is. But we'll see. Liv will explain, and I don't know, maybe my wife will chime in, too. It's coming up in about 3 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show.